You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Well, this here's the story about Cheese Please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids tunes nothing Seacrest would play. Anywhere else these songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yes, Cheese Please.
Cheese Please in color. Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude, and we finally made it.
Was this the biggest umbrella that Guy Raining Umbrellas had? Because I think that I'm going to burn up to a crisp.
Yeah, I know, Daffodil, but it's big enough to create an echo on our microphone, so I think it's big enough to hold back the sun.
Okay. Let me just tuck my feet underneath Brawn, and then we'll be good.
Yes, my name is Starfdew, by the way.
Yes, you said that. I'm Daffodil. You didn't give me a chance to say that.
I'm sorry. And we finally got around to getting to the beach this summer on the show. I mean, the closest we got to the beach was not really anywhere.
We drove by it. Well, and I said, can we stop? And you said no. And then we drove by another one, and I said, can we stop? And you said no.
Well, I decided to say yes, because let's face it, we've been struggling all summer recording the show in the van because there's no air conditioning.
It's pretty hot.
Yeah, and we, like, jump out of the van and try to find some grass to roll around on or something like that, or a hose anyway to, you know, cool us off. But we're on the beach now, and wow, we have a profile that's sort of focusing on the beach. We take a look at the movie, How to Stuff a Wild Bikini.
That just seems wrong on every level.
Not really. It's one of those cheesy movies from the 60s that had cheesy music to go along with it. Makes sense?
Well, it should. It is Cheese Please, so we are playing cheesy music.
And in the Limburger Lounge, the classic My Way gets crucified a little later on. But we're starting off with Ray Martin and his orchestra doing covers of Beatles songs, which seem never to end in the world of cheese. We've got Michelle shortly, but we're starting off with Yesterday, right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. cheese is an important part of everybody's daily balanced musical diet.
It's a full fat, you get the full flavor. It's a good cheese.
Cheese.
Ray Martin and his orchestra having a bit of a Baroque feel back in the 15th century, if John, Paul, George, and Ringo actually existed. And Michelle, before that, he did the same thing for Yesterday. Rather interesting version.
I like him.
I think they called it Bach rock. Baroque style rock, you know?
Yes.
Makes sense?
Yes.
There we go. My name is Snarftoon.
And I'm Daffodil, and you're listening to Cheese, Please.
Daffodil. I never really told you why I sort of turned down those beach visits earlier.
You can't swim, I know that.
Well, that's part of it. You know the other part of it?
What?
I don't like sand.
Oh, true.
This is a major big deal for me, you know, putting my feet on anywhere near the sand. And even the towel you put down under the umbrella, there's still sand coming in. And it's a bit of a bother, but I think I can handle it.
Up by the van, there's a shower where you can shower off all the sand before you get back in the van.
Really?
Really.
Oh. Well, that's good to know. I missed it when I was setting up the recording gear in that. I swear, though, I'm not going to put my foot or my feet in the ocean.
That's fine.
I just... Because there's sand under that, right?
Yes, but that sand is all hard because it's wet. It doesn't stick to things.
But it can still get in my toes.
You're such a weirdo.
I'm sorry, but it's time for this, though.
Keys, please. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
It's wild, man. Wild.
It's the scream's villainous, thrillinest, funniest how-to movie.
That's how you...
Annette Funicello. She knows her own mind.
I'm faithful, not dead.
Dwayne Hickman, he wants to change it.
I have a simple theory. If you're not with the girl that you love, love the girl that you're with.
Buster Keaton, Harvey Limbeck, and guest star Mickey Rooney.
This picture's got everything.
The how-to for boy-girl comedy action. The how-to for boy-girl action. It's the how-to fun show of the year.
Yes, how to stuff a wild bikini as our cutting room floor feature. How to? It's a how-to movie.
For beginners and experts.
You have some information, though?
Well, basically, it's the 6 of 7 films in the Beach Party film series.
Okay.
Frankie Avalon is in the movie for a grand total of about 15 minutes.
That's it?
Well, he was shooting another movie somewhere else, so he's just there enough to say he was in the movie.
Ah, collect the check.
Exactly. And Mickey Rooney was paid $5,000 for a very brief appearance. Apparently, he had some debts he had to pay.
I see.
So it's an interesting movie.
Oh, wow. We're going to play some interesting music from it. Boy Next Door shortly with Harvey Lembeck and cast. But we're starting off with the full cast doing the title song that you heard in the clip there, How to Stuff a Wild Bikini, on
Cheese Please.
That's very uncompared. And a 36, 22, 36, that's how you stuff a wild bikini. Take a girl with eyes as blue as skies. Pretty girl with eyes and hypnotized. 36, 22, 36, that's how you stuff a wild bikini.
Please is awesome, and then say they made me say that.
No.
There you go.
Cheese please is awesome.
Cheese please. He's the boy the butter should carry, the kind of boy your sister should marry. He's the ideal healthy red blooded all American boy. Next door.
That's me. I'm the boy next.
He's
door.
Trying to call.
What's
and
more, you'll adore
he never says, hey,
the boy next door.
Never be afraid, he's just the boy. You dress with your sister, the kind of boy who tell a big sister. He's the ideal, healthy, red-blooded, all-American boy. Should carry the kind of boy your sister should marry. He's the ideal, healthy, red-blooded, all-American boy. Next door.
You can say that again.
He's the boy next door.
I never do dirty deeds.
And what's
Halloween capers?
Who was
the idle teenager?
The boy next door.
Such a keen neighbor.
He's the boy the butter should carry.
The
kind of boy your sister should marry. I'm the ideal, healthy, red-blooded, all-American boy next door.
with Harvey Limbeck, a cast singing about the boy next door. As we profile how to stuff a wild bikini, the film, it's not that racy.
No.
It's a beach movie from the 60s, and you have some more facts about it.
Well, apparently they started filming April 12th, 1965, and it took 15 days to film the entire movie.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
They banged those things out in the 60s.
Wow.
And the funniest thing is that Annette Funicello was actually pregnant.
Really?
Doing a movie where she's supposed to wear bikinis.
Okay.
So she was mostly shot wearing big blousy tunics and with props. So one time it's a bowl of corn, another time it's a bucket of chicken.
I guess she had her own boy-girl action before the filming of the movie.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to hear Annette right now with Better Be Ready on...
Cheese, Please!
With Annette Funicello. She was big back in the mid-late 1960s and Better Be Ready from the...
She was also kind of big in this movie because she was pregnant.
Exactly. As we profile How to Stuff a Wild Bikini, one of those weird beach movies from the 60s that you like to forget about, but it still exists.
Yeah, and at the time, Variety called it a lightweight affair lacking the breeziness and substance of earlier entries.
Okay.
The critic from the Los Angeles Times called it a breezy number. And the New York Times said it was the answer to a moron's prayer.
What?
I don't think they liked it.
Answer to a moron's prayer.
Yes. And the opening credits?
Yeah.
Are claymation, clay animation?
Yeah.
Done by Art Clokey, who created Gumby.
Really?
Yes.
So he was warming up to the whole Gumby thing by doing this.
I think he might have been doing Gumby at the time, too.
Oh, well.
1965, that's Gumby time.
Well, there you go, Gumby fans. If nothing else, just watch the opening credits of this movie, then just turn it off.
And one more cool, weird fact.
What?
William Asher was the director.
Bill Asher of Bewitched fame?
Yes.
Really?
And Elizabeth Montgomery, his wife at the time... made a cameo appearance in the closing scenes playing the witch doctor's daughter.
Ah, that seems rather appropriate.
A woman with her own magical powers.
That's a little in-joke, I think.
So it was basically a parody of her TV role.
Wow. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and I guess we need to move on to this.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
As we go to the Limburger Lounge, live at the Hot Piece Tropical Gardens in Fort Myers, Florida.
Ooh.
Well, we don't go live. It was recorded live.
Well, you know, it's there. It was. We weren't there.
It was live a few decades ago.
Exactly.
I guess. We got Gary Link doing the proverbial Frank Sinatra tune that everyone knows or should know, "My Way." On
Cheese, Please.
You know, sometime during this night, I have to do, for a lot of people out there who like this song, I have to do the last song that Elvis Presley recorded. And I can't think of a better time than right now. Thank you. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me, I did it my way. Oh, what is a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels.
Gary Link doing My Way. It's recorded live at the Peace Tropical Gardens in Fort Myers, Florida, many years ago. Sometime after Elvis passed away, apparently. And My Way. On the show this week, and my name is Snarf Dude, as you probably know.
And I am Daffodil, and now that I have coated myself in sunscreen, I'm going to go walk in the water.
Oh, yeah, you were doing that while the records were playing.
I have to be completely coated.
Why?
Because the minute I step out, the sun says, ah, there she is. Let's turn her into a funeral pyre.
Oh, no. I suppose I'm sort of like that because I usually have to put on a lot of sunscreen and
It's because we're like part vampire or something. We don't go out in the sun.
Oh, man. I just don't know what to say other than, can you put some on me so we can go walk together with the dog?
I bought your special shoes so you can walk in the water and not get sand in your toes.
Oh, good. That's very helpful. Did you get the shoes for Braun that we found at the dollar store?
He doesn't need shoes. He's a dog. He likes water.
I know, but...
he doesn't hate sand.
But if he walks on the pavement, he turns into, you know, his feet turn into a little toasty.
Yes, I got him these cute little Crocs.
Oh, okay.
Dog Crocs that he can wear when we go back to the van.
Oh, well, what color are they? They're
purple.
Not pink, right?
No,
oh.
They're purple.
Oh, okay.
It was the only color they had.
Well, I'll take them. Even if they were pink, I'd probably take them, too. So, I think we're going out to walk on the beach. I hope you enjoyed our beach episode. This is probably the only time we'll ever get to the beach this year.
Most likely, that's 100% truth.
And I'm going to reach... the van's right next to us, so I'm just going to reach out and open the glove compartment and... Oh, there we go.
Nice long microphone cord makes a big difference.
I know. Isn't it crazy? Amazing what you can do on the air.
Exactly.
Ending off the show this week, we have Valerie Basters and Banjo Boy. Until next week, folks.
Have fun, stay cheesy, come back next week. I am 100% sure there will be new shenanigans happening.
Away from the beach, of course, right?
Yes.
Every day as I go by his window, I can hear him plank-a-plunk away. Practicing his happy banjo music, and at times like this, I always say, play a song, play a song, little banjo boy, banjo boy, banjo boy, sing along, sing along, little banjo boy, sing your carefree melody. Every blink, 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 blink sends a happy feeling through my heart. Who could think of a worry when your blink, blink starts? Bright and clear, let me hear you.
Sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.